Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
And actually, that intro is still old. We have a co-host of the show, Dr. Katie Eastman, who you can follow on Twitter at Dr. Katie, Dr. Katie, and then E after it. So Dr. Katie. That's funny. How's it going, Katie?
Oh, it's going great. It's going really well.
Dr. Katie.
I just had the most wonderful experience with my 90-year-old uncle visiting and my cousin, and he's amazing. He has never been sick.
Ever?
I mean, he's never had a serious illness. He's never had any kind of chronic pain. He walks and keeps up with us almost as well as the rest of us. He has difficulty going up and down stairs a little bit, but he can do it. You just find yourself asking, well, why? How?
You interviewed him, did you?
I did. I didn't interview him, but I asked him, I said, Irving, what are you doing? Right. And he goes, well, I guess it's my beer and my simple lifestyle. He said, I must be doing something right. And he just is a very happy soul. He really is.
In his 90 years, he ever had major, stress? Were there periods of stress?
He absolutely did, because he took care of his sick wife for years. But he's got his 60-year-old turtle that he keeps under his house, and he puts in a box to hibernate every year, and he plays bocce ball, and he has friends and neighbors, and he doesn't work at life, he lives life. And I think if there's one word I would use to describe him, it's someone who really lives every day.
My grandma's kind of like that. My grandma is like 90-something, and she has Alzheimer's now, so I guess, you can't say that she's never been sick or anything like that. But up to probably like 10 years ago, she was like that. Nothing. No major illness in her 40s or 50s or 60s that she had to battle through or anything like that. Nothing. She's got really nothing going on wrong. You know what I mean? Like just
yeah.
And she ate eggs, and she never drank or smoked. And I wouldn't say she had any major crazy traumatic stress, but she started to, she started to get sick and go into dementia mode when my grandfather got ill and passed away. That seemed to be the triggering point. Interesting, though, isn't it?
It is. And, he eats and he does everything in moderation, though. I mean, he doesn't do too much of anything except maybe fun. He just loves to smile and laugh. And I think the lesson for me is sometimes I just take life too seriously.
Don't we all? Well, our next guest, I'm just kidding. I can't speak for whether she takes life too seriously or not, but on that note, we're going to bring her in. It's too funny. Her mic is muted right now, so she can't defend herself, but it's funny. We have a great guest with us, in all seriousness, today. We have Dr. Diane Hindman. I might hiccup on your name a little bit there, but on Facebook, I'm going to bring her in. Hang on just a second here. We'll put her microphone live so she can, because I am the destroyer of all last names. Did I get your name right, Diane? Hindman.
No, it's Hindman.
Oh, see, Katie,
you
I did
close.
It again. Hindman. Okay, say it one more time.
Hindman.
Okay. That's the Midwest in me. The destroyer of all last names has prevailed. I'm sorry. Hindman.
And I don't take life too seriously, so you'll remember my name because of the word behind.
Oh, great.
That
helps. That's
Thank
wonderful.
You.
There you go.
Too funny. All right. So But you've got this amazing website. For everybody listening with us right now, you can go pop on right over to our website. It's naturalnutmeg.com. And do me a favor and do two things at once. Listen to us and look at her website because it's awesome, isn't it, Katie? I know you commented too. I love her website.
It is. I love the articles. I was especially really enjoying the articles on pain because, of course, I work with oncology patients. And I was just fascinated. So, yes, it's a great website. Highly recommend it.
And, you know, both of you are not short on credentials here. Let's read some of the things Diane has done now in the past 20 years of her life. She's an assistant professor at Central Connecticut State University. You've got stuff going on at Bridgeport, St. Joseph's, New York Chiropractic College, Manchester Community College. You're everywhere teaching. And you led the Education Division of Designs for Health. My goodness gracious, have you just been so busy? I could go on and on here. You've got a marketing degree. I know that about you because you're so good with marketing and marketing other people, but you've also got a PhD in exercise physiology from the University of Maryland. So you've got all of these interesting things about you. Well, tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, been a little busy,
but how are you? What interests me about you is how you blend them all together and make them work on this website, naturalnutmeg.com. Can you maybe just share with us why you founded that and what it is?
Yeah, sure. well, actually, it's based on a magazine. We have, which you know, it's a, you know, we have a print edition in Connecticut. So there's an actual hard copy magazine of Natural Nutmeg, and we're about to expand into Boston the first of the year. But that's an interesting question because my undergrad's in marketing and my doctorate's in exercise phys, and people would say to me, well, what are you going to do with those two things?
Yeah.
And I was always trying to figure out, what am I going to do with those two things? And, you know, had taught for a while and then had moved into the nutritional supplement industry and was really started to use a little of both because I was teaching not only nutrition and exercise around supplements but also practitioners how to market themselves in terms of using the supplement line. So that's kind of how I started bringing that in. And then I just decided that I wanted my own business. And I have just one other business partner. We discovered this concept of a truly local natural health and wellness integrative medicine publication. And there was nothing like it in Connecticut. So, I mean, I had a lot of contacts in that field. It just kind of made sense. And I had the marketing background, and I've been a writer, so a little bit of journalist background, too. And it kind of just fell into place.
You know, what's really interesting, too, Katie, Diane and I met how you and I met. So my husband, Peter, was down in, we were actually looking at homes in Avon, Connecticut, because as Diane knows and has heard me over the past year, you know, we've been thinking about moving to Connecticut. And I was down there and I was looking at the homes and I was in the grocery store buying stuff, and, you know, seeing if I liked it or not. And I picked up Diane's magazine in the grocery store and was reading it to Peter and the kids and everything on the drive home. And I got home and I'm like, during the drive home, I said, I've got to contact her. She's awesome. And Diane gets a strange phone call out of the blue. You know, like, hi, I'm Elizabeth, kind of thing. And so here we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's such a good lesson in just really staying awake to what's around you and taking a chance, just doing it. I mean, you and I would never have met if I hadn't read your magazine and picked up the phone.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't do that. They don't take the risk. They think, oh, she'd never talk to me. And look at what happened. I think that's great.
Yeah, I think I even said that to you, Diane.
Yeah, and I was laughing, like, why wouldn't I talk to you?
Right.
Prepare yourself. This is a really strange phone call. I'm calling you out of the kind of thing.
But it wasn't strange to me at all. I mean, I think it's great when people pick up the phone and call us, and, you know, whether it's for networking like us or if it's a reader or whatnot, it's great, because otherwise you don't really hear, you know people are reading it because it flies off the shelf, but you don't get a lot of feedback when you're kind of, you know, behind the scenes of it like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know,
nice.
I always say, you know, the worst anybody can say is no thank you very much, or you know, they might say less polite, but You know, but what if somebody says yes, or I like mm-hmm. that idea, or let's know each other, let's keep working to know each other, and let's see what all the cool things we can do in life. And you've got that kind of personality of no fear. Where does that come from?
Boy. Well, let's see. I used to be afraid of everything when I was a kid. But somehow I got over that. I guess for me, it's what's worse is missing an opportunity. So the pain, I guess, of missing a potential opportunity is worse for me than the fear of reaching out to somebody.
Isn't that cool, Katie? This is why
that
she's
is
here
great
today.
Wisdom.
She's awesome.
That
yeah,
is
she's
great
cool.
wisdom right there. Yep.
Yep.
Can
yep.
you just say that again, Diane? Because that's such a fundamental piece of wisdom right there.
Yeah.
She's trying
the
to remember what you said.
It may not come out exactly the same, but it'll be
okay.
close. The pain of missing an opportunity is greater for me than the fear of taking the risk. And I don't know, I've always been that way. And you know, you're not the first people who have said that to me. I've had people say that to me a lot, like, God, you're not, you know, I wouldn't say I'm fearless, but, you know, you're not afraid to ask or call somebody up or whatever. And I just have always thought, well, if I didn't make that attempt, you know, what am I missing out on? Like, what potential awesome things could happen if I did it
yeah.
versus, you know, well, I just never operated from the negative side, I guess. I always try to see a positive something in anything that happens. And
you know,
I think that's sort of where my mentality comes from. But.
I think the three of us on this call are kind of like that because very much alike in that way because none of us are really saying, ooh, you know, I wonder what's going to happen to us in 20, you know, the rest of the year or next year. We're kind of, it's not a fly by the seat of your pants approach, but it's a not afraid to maneuver through and make good choices and decisions and work together. And there's no fear of, you know, a lot of people, if you call them up, they say, well, you know, I don't want the hits to go away from my website, or what if I do something with you, it might detract from me or whatever. There's a lot of that out there. Can you explain how, because I know you and I have a very similar approach of not so much it could be kind of taken as like win-win. You know, we both get, you know, positive out of everything that we're going to do together. But can you explain to people from a business standpoint why networking and connecting and promoting other people's businesses is so important these days, especially on the Internet?
Yeah, I think like you're saying, too many people operate from a scarcity mentality. And I hear that a lot. I've actually heard practitioners say to me, well, I'm not going to be in your magazine because you have another chiropractor or another naturopath or whatever. And it could be somebody that's in a completely different geographic location from them. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Mm. Are you kidding? Like, do you really think a patient is not going to go? Is going to stop coming to you and go to another practitioner that's in my magazine? That's crazy. If you know, if you're good at what you do, they're not going to leave you, and you're only going to attract more people by having wider exposure. So I hear, you know, I've heard it before, and it always kind of takes me by surprise and kind of shocks me because I just can't understand the thought process. But you know, people have, you know, I've had naturopaths that have pretty much built their business through our magazine. I mean, there's one in particular, Dr. Lauren Gowan. She started out brand new, started writing for us on a regular basis every month, and now she has, in less than two or three years, she has two more full-time practitioners within her own practice that she owns. And strictly due to the business that, you know, she's built. And she said to me, you know, I've had oncologists contact me. I've had regular family practice contact me because they're picking up your magazine and they're reading, you know, they're reading my articles, and they can't treat their patients the same way that I can. So they need a complementary approach. So I just, yeah, I mean, I can't, I can't understand the mentality of thinking that you shouldn't network with another practitioner because it might hurt you somehow. To me, the only thing it will do is bring you more business.
Hmm. Katie, what do you think about that?
Well, I can so relate to that because my husband and I, moving into a new area, have been networking with many, many people in the community, and we were just absolutely blown away by the therapist who said to us, well, I'm not going to refer anybody to you because I would refer them to myself. And we were like, huh? And exactly as you were describing, Diane, going, what? And we just call it the shoot your foot self in the foot mentality,
right.
Because it just hurts you. So we just say, well, thank you very much. Nice to meet you. And we just don't go back because we're surrounding ourselves with people who wouldn't even think that way. You know,
right.
It doesn't work.
Well,
and,
you never know. You really never know how your relationship with another person is going to evolve. You know, who knows? One day, all three of us might write a book. Or whatever, you know,
right.
Diane, I think you might have heard this, but Katie and I just signed with Hay House, and Katie and I have a book coming out. I think I told you that,
mm-hmm.
didn't I? Who would have known? Who would have ever known that from just picking up that phone call that one afternoon, Katie? Who would have ever known that? And that was,
I definitely would have.
2 or 3 years ago. you know what I mean?
Yes, that's
the kind of stuff that, you know, you just never know. You know, it's awesome. But let me go back to the magazine for a minute because I want to just read this so everybody understands that Natural Nutmeg Magazine is Connecticut's and now Massachusetts resource and really around the world because, you know, you can do anything with a website. Your resource for health and environmentally conscious readers who desire a holistic, natural lifestyle and the advertisers that want to reach them. The magazine offers cutting-edge, timely information on natural health, wellness, green living, nutrition, fitness and organic products, and is a free monthly publication distributed through Connecticut and now the Boston area. You're expanding. Tell us about that. That's really exciting.
That is exciting and a little crazy right now, but that's okay. We actually just launched our first initial mailing up there, so I've been a little hectic with responding to people who are interested in it. But essentially, we're taking the same concept. It's a truly local magazine to the area, so everything that's in it, from the articles to the ads to the events to the resources, is local to that particular area. So everything will be local to Boston. And we'll have – it's really a radius of, you know, the suburbs around the Boston area that we'll cover. And we are looking to launch the first part of next year. So right now we're doing doing informational sessions for practitioners up there. We'll be up there at least three or four times in the next month or so. And we do a really great, what I call a marketing workshop for practitioners and business owners that are interested in writing or advertising in the magazine, because we teach them about us and how we work, but we also help them really learn how to market themselves more effectively, because I find that a lot of times people will send me ads and sometimes even articles that really don't define who they are and really aren't going to reach their ideal client or patient. And there's just some simple things that you can do with writing ad copy and even in writing your articles that we can teach that will completely, increase your response multiplied times. So we've been doing those workshops down here. We've gotten fantastic feedback because, you know, as you know, most practitioners, natural medicine practitioners, any kind of practitioner really, they're not really trained in marketing, nor do they want to be. They
want to be.
You know, they're trained to be healthcare professionals, which is what they should be. So we've become more of a marketing partner for them in the 5 years that we've been doing this because, you know, I guess it's my background. I mean, I understand the marketing aspect of it. I also understand the healthcare aspect of it, and it's been great to really teach them a little bit better, you know, better ways to market themselves, but also partner with them in terms of helping them do that.
Again, I really hear what you're saying about partnering and collaborating and emphasizing someone else's skill and emphasizing that practitioners have something really valuable to offer and they need to find their own unique way of expressing that. And mm-hmm. I think that's another important part of what you do, is you embrace that uniqueness of someone who's providing natural medicine and recognizing that they can't market themselves the same way someone else might.
Right.
That's really good. That's a great tool.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and even within the same specialty, for example, I mean, you know, I could have a naturopath send me an ad, and really all it's saying about them is, not in these words, but like looking at the ad, all the ad would say is, I'm a naturopath, and that's basically it. Well, you know, there's 20 naturopaths down the street, so why am I going to go to you versus the other 19? So it's really eliciting out of that person what is their niche. I mean, almost everyone has a particular niche within the field of natural medicine. Maybe they focus more on Lyme disease, or maybe they focus more on, you know, autism or IBS or whatever it is. Typically, you find that they have some specialty or a larger percentage of patients that are coming to them for some specific reason. Well, that's what you want to teach them to market, because that's what will draw in more of that population that they're already, you know, they've already become specialists with.
Of everything that you have seen and done with this magazine, is there any one particular field that interests you more than another, just personally?
Health related?
Sure.
I think the biggest thing for what?
It's okay too. If you know, I know, you know, I get it from a business owner. You know, you're very interested in all of it combined. But personally, to you, are you more interested in, you know, like health or obesity or, you know, weight, you know, diet, weight loss, you know, those types of things? Or you know, do you have anything like that you're interested in?
Yeah. Well, my background has been most of the research that I've done, and even you know, before teaching when I was in grad school, my interest was basically in metabolism and understanding how the body utilizes different foods from a glucose and insulin perspective. My father had type 1 diabetes from the age of 13, so I had a lot of experience in understanding that particular disease, and not as prevalent, obviously, as type 2, but it's still the same concept, you know. Metabolically, the same similar things are happening in the body. So weight loss for me, and why, you know, certain people can eat certain things and other people can't, and the genetics behind it, and also obviously the lifestyle changes or choices that people are making, that's been probably the biggest interest to me. But I would say the other reason why I do this is because I just want to give people options naturally. I just hate prescription medications, and you know, I've been lucky, or maybe I've made the right choices, that I've never had any diseases to deal with, and never had to be on meds, and just like Katie, your uncle, my grandmother was the same way, and Elizabeth, your grandmother too. I mean, lived to be like 96 with no issues, no major diseases, never on any prescription medications. So I know it can be done. And I think people just need to see that there's other options out there, because drugs are really just a Band-Aid. I mean, not every case. Of course, there are cases where you can't avoid that. But in a large majority of cases, I think it's just, you know, traditional medical field putting a Band-Aid on a symptom and not looking for what the real root cause is.
Yeah, there's got to be some type of complement, I think. Some type of complementary care, at least, between the two fields. That's what I mm-hmm. thought was so interesting. When my dad was so ill in 2004, he was in this rehabilitation center called Sister Kenny facility in Minneapolis. And they weren't opposed to, say, people coming in and doing acupuncture, which, you know, of course he didn't have that because he was on Coumadin and so forth. But you know, they weren't opposed to a massage. They weren't opposed to just something different to try and make the patient feel better. And it was the best example I've seen in seeing several people sick in my family, where alternative medical, you know, stuff came into play into a traditional hospital setting. It was a very neat blend.
Yeah, that's maybe. Great because you don't always see that everywhere.
See that. Katie, do you? I know you talk a lot about complementary care. I intentionally use that phrase for you.
Well, thank you. And it's interesting because I've just started this group here in Washington where we're going to be integrating our complementary care into the oncology department. And one of the things that I would love to hear Diane speak to is the fact that a lot of people don't ask for what they want. If they're, like, say they're seeing a chiropractor or they're seeing an acupuncturist, and a lot of people are afraid to tell their physicians that they receive this kind of treatment and ask that they be able to continue it, but that they integrate it into their protocols if they're getting chemotherapy or whatever. And can you talk about that, Diane? Because I would just love for people to hear the message that speak up.
Right. I would say probably the majority of people do not speak up. But, I mean, unfortunately, I think it's because there's some subliminal message that they may be getting from another healthcare provider that's not appropriate, or they don't agree with it, or they would, counsel against it. But then again, sure, there are certainly times where this is a good example. You know, my primary care physician, who is also happens to be an OBGYN, she is basically in a big group here. She's what I would consider a traditional medical person. However, she is very open-minded. So, you know, obviously she's going to be with me because she knows my business. So she can, you know, she can, maybe she's a little bit freer, I'm not sure. But we've had many conversations that, you know, she has patients that come to her and ask for, you know, they want a more natural approach to something. Maybe it's, you know, hormonally related or whatever it might be. And while she can't speak to that or prescribe it, she's happy to. I mean, half the time she tells me she'll hand them my magazine and that, you know, she trusts me that we've vetted the people that are in here, that she can, you know, refer patients to, whether it be a naturopath or a chiropractor or whatever. But I think there's so many people that are just afraid to tell their doctor what other things they might be doing. And it's really important because maybe not so much from the aspect of, body work, but if they're seeing a naturopath or maybe even an acupuncturist who might then give them some type of herbal remedy, let's say, or even a nutritional supplement, those things can interact with prescription medications. So the two doctors or practitioners really need to be speaking because there's a lot of herbs out there that really are pharmaceutically active, and they can interact with and often interfere with a prescription medication. So, I mean, that to me would be the number one reason why everybody needs to be on the same page.
Is there a brand of doctor? I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second, just right there, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to ask this. Is there such a critter of a doctor who does both? Is that been invented yet?
Yes. What is that called?
It's
an MD, and there are a couple of different ways that they're referred to. One would be an integrative medicine MD physician, integrative medicine physician, or a functional medicine physician. It's the same thing. It's just, the two words are interchangeable, integrative medicine or functional medicine. And what that means is that is a board-certified physician, an MD, medical doctor, that has also been trained in complementary therapies. And that can mean everything from nutrition to nutritional supplements to herbals to mind-body medicine, really you name it. But the core of that is that what they are trained to do is go after the root cause of the disease and not just treat the symptom.
Right.
So they would spend, my integrative physicians out here typically will spend anywhere from 2 to 3 hours with you on a first appointment. And you have to fill out a pretty extensive, comprehensive medical history. And, and they'll go through everything, all of your lifestyle components, because that's really how you find what's triggering an illness sometimes. It might be something completely unrelated to that organ.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm so glad we're having this conversation because, you know, when this conversation's over, I'm really going to go back and market this show as learn about this, because so many, I don't think people really realize what's out there and available to them. They're just used to going to the doctor, and this whole other realm of medicine is so, it could be, you know, witchcraft-like, or could be, you know, that kind of thing. It's just so unknown to, you know, the mainstream, and bringing it to the surface and bringing it to light and making it more popular and making it more understood makes it less, you know, when people, you know, I know when people hear herbal, a lot of people don't have a clue what that is, or aromatherapy or acupuncture. I met somebody the other day who had no clue what acupuncture was, for real. They're like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to stick needles in my body. I'm like, wait a minute. That's the type of response you get. It's like a fear-based, I take aspirin, thank you very much, when I'm in pain, you know, kind of thing. And they just really don't get it. Katie, do you run into that a lot too?
I do, and yet there is an entire field called integrative oncology. People, and what's really hard for me is I know physicians who, you know that old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Well, I know some older physicians who are dying to learn some new tricks. And they're really open to these articles that magazines like Nutmeg Magazine have that provide evidence base for new ways of looking at things. I mean, I think people forget physicians don't want their patients to suffer. They just have to follow certain protocols based on their training. So if they're offered new protocols that are evidence-based, most of them are open to that. But the problem is if people don't speak up and provide them with the fact that they want that or they're eager to find that, they don't know. And so I think it's really important that we talk like this and say, wait a minute, there's evidence out there.
Well, you know, it was I was mailing your package to you, Katie, the other day, and I was at the UPS store here, and the lady at the counter was just doubled over in pain from her back, and I said, what's up? What's going on? You know, and she said, oh, I hurt my back so bad, and I said, well, you know, you should maybe go, you know, you could, should, would, or whatever. You know, I said that, in fact. You might think about going to, you know, one of the chiropractors here, but go to maybe a chiropractor like Dr. Kim Farr, who does acupuncture, or acupressure, or something like that. She really had no clue what I was talking about at all. Absolutely no clue. And I said, well, you know, even if you don't go to Dr. Farr, maybe look around and see if there's, just trust me, just look around for a doctor that does these things and pick one and just try it out. And I came in the next week to come go mail something out again. I said, oh, you look so much better. And she's like, oh, genius, acupuncture, acupressure, all that stuff. I was up and moving around after I left the doctor's office.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, but those types of things, people associate chiropractors with that noise.
Yep.
Yep. Cracking your neck or whatever. And today,
right, and they don't always, a lot of them don't even do that type of manipulation. They do different kinds, so... or if they do, they can offer a different type based on what the patient's needs or wishes are. So, but yeah, you're right. Most people don't investigate further. They just think that, you know, they're going to go in there and get their neck cracked.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So bring us up to speed in the land of 2012. What kind of doctors exist? If you're sitting there and you're in pain, whether it be like back pain or you have maybe polycystic ovarian syndrome or menopause acting up or maybe cancer or, you know, you've got autism. You know, there's so many things that alternative medicine can treat. What kind of doctors could you look for? We talked about integrative medical or functional medical.
Right.
I just looked in our phone book, and we really don't have that here.
I think there actually is a practice in Portland. The name is escaping me right now, but I want to believe, I think it's behind Christine Northrup's group. And
women
she's the woman
women.
That's written all those books. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Women
I'm
to women.
I'm pretty sure they're based
yeah.
in Portland. Yeah. But
yeah, they are.
So medical doctors, yes. Those that would be, depending on the condition or the severity of the condition, and if you need to have some type of traditional medical woo with that, meaning prescription meds in addition to doing natural therapies, then I would say you're going to need to obviously go to a doctor that can write prescriptions. And naturopaths, chiropractors, acupuncturists can't do that. So you would want to go to an MD or a DO, which is a doctor of osteopathy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great too. And again, you know, a little known field that many people have never even heard of. What is an osteopathic physician? But essentially, it's an MD that has gone through different types of integrative medicine training, further than traditional medical school, and so they get the designation of DO, Doctor of Osteopathy. So those would be two. And then obviously, you know, there's naturopaths. There's chiropractors, there's acupuncturists, there's holistic medical practitioners, homeopaths, which deal with, you know, utilizing nutrition and supplements and herbals and things like that. That would probably
even as a nutritionist.
Yep, nutritionist, of course,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of all of the. So, Katie, can you do you think of any more? Maybe a physical trainer. That could be even, you know, almost integrative, you know, one-on-one.
Well,
training.
I know that for me, after my surgery, I had Team Katie. And Team Katie for me was acupuncture, Reiki, shamanism, massage, naturopathic physician. I just went through the gamut of my. And the way I think about it is body, mind, spirit, social, physical well-being. I mean, I always think of the body in terms of those dimensions. So if you're not meeting the needs of your physical, your emotional, and your spiritual aspects, then you're not being holistic. That's the way I always think about it. So if everybody kind of asks themselves that question every day, then you can pretty much figure out where you are, because I've actually seen physiological pain manifested from spiritual anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to hear Diane talk a little bit about that, about some of the articles that have been in Nutmeg Magazine that have been like really cutting edge around looking at people's whole person.
God, there's so many. I totally agree with everything you just said, absolutely. I think too many people look at it just strictly from the physical sense and maybe even the mental sense, and not from the body as a whole and even your energy systems as, you know, as a being. I have lots of practitioners that believe, and this might sound out there, but that believe that an illness manifests first in the energy around you, like the energy around your physical body, before it actually manifests as a physical illness. So, God, we've had everything from probably one of the most interesting articles I've run lately. It actually just came out in our October issue. It was written by a compounding pharmacist, and he is developing a process for analyzing chronic pain. And what he's found in, you know, just years of doing research on this is that the medical society was treating pain as if it was the same for everyone. And he's found that there are different types of pain, not just different degrees of pain. So, you know, you would give somebody a pain scale and they would have to rate 0 to 10. Well, he's actually finding that there's different types of pain based on what, you know, what the illness might be, or if it's more of a mind spiritual thing, that too. And then he can customize the treatment to that type of pain. And I just think, like, he's so excited. It's a great article, and it really opens people's minds to thinking about pain from a different perspective. And I think there's so many people that go to the doctor and they get this pain scale and they get a pain
happy
medication that doesn't even touch it.
You know, I think there's so many people living with some type of pain, and, you know, what are you going to do? Not go to work today? You know, there's so many people that live with pain, and they can't just stop their lives because of pain. Pain is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live with somebody who's been off and on, and my husband has been in off and on chronic pain now for, you know, the last 4 years, and he had his hips replaced 2 years ago, both of them at the same time. But the pain got so bad, he had no cartilage left in his hips. And so he had both of his hips replaced, and about 6 months ago he started to get that pain face again. And I'm like, oh, boy, what's going on? And his hips started hurting again. And so it had nothing to do with cartilage being gone in hips or anything like that. It's a tendon that's really bothering him, and it bothered him before, and it just started bothering him again. And you can't not get on an airplane and go to New York. You can't not get on an airplane and go to Oregon or do the things that you've got to do, and he's in pain. And I own Best Ever You, and he doesn't like acupuncture, and he doesn't like massages, and he doesn't like those things. And he went and got a cortisone shot. And it worked like a charm. So for some people, hey, you know, so you can't, you know, I don't know if we can apply, do you know what I mean? You can't apply everything isn't going to work for every person.
Right. No one size fits all.
Exactly.
And I think that's the point of this article, is that they were trying to treat pain as if it was everybody was having the same kind of pain. It was just a matter of what the intensity of it was.
Yeah. And that's so, there are so many different, you could have pain in your legs, pain in your hips, have a migraine, pain just because you're sad. There's so many different kinds of pain, don't you think so, Katie?
Oh, absolutely. And remember last week I told you I was in incredible pain in my side. I went to a Reiki practitioner who helped me understand what I was worried about. And I was holding my body tight in that area because that's where I was manifesting my anxiety. And we did a relaxation. She helped me visualize what it was I was worried about, how to let go of it. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. I don't have any of it. And I started to ruminate, oh, no, it's my gallbladder, it's this, it's that, and it's this.
God, you did.
I thought...
You went in worry mode, too.
Yeah, I went into worry mode. And that's because I started to let my mind overcome my body instead of allowing my body to tell me what it needed me to know. And it was going to the Reiki practitioner who helped me say, hear what my body was telling me. Cut it out. Quit worrying. You know,
now,
that doesn't do you any good.
Now, for somebody, we all might know what Reiki is, but somebody listening on this call might be Reiki, and they might have absolutely no clue what that is. I'm guessing probably 7 out of 10 people listening to this phone call right now have no clue what that is. So what is Reiki?
You asking me? Okay.
Yeah, anybody.
Go ahead, Diane, if you have a better definition.
Well, I was going to let you go, and then I'll just comment, but I'm sure it's
the
same.
Go ahead, Diane. You're the guest. We'll listen.
Okay.
We'll comment. Yeah.
Essentially, it is I've seen it perform a couple of different ways. I guess more commonly is actually not physically touching the body, but I have seen Reiki practitioners that do touch the body as well. And it's like a laying on of hands, all different areas of the body, and the practitioner is essentially, I don't know if people understand how I'm explaining this, but directing the person's energy. So in other words, the Reiki practitioner will have the mindset that they are directing the life force energy of the body to heal itself, and they can focus on just a particular area of the body, or they can do the entire body. It's just a matter of what the issue is.
Sure. And
right.
let's just go through some of them. What's acupressure for somebody listening who might not know what that is? Because I talked about acupressure and acupuncture. What's the difference in those and what are they?
Yeah, well, obviously acupuncture is the use of needles.
Tiny one.
Acupressure, right? not huge, giant ones.
Yeah.
It's basically the same system. So the acupuncturist is using the same, they call them meridians or energy points in the body, And initially just applying pressure there. Some say it's a blend of acupuncture and pressure, but not necessarily. Sometimes there's no needles involved at all. It's just pressure applied to the acupuncture points on the body.
And how do you tell somebody afraid of needles, like my husband is, when I say, no, you really don't feel anything? People don't understand
try it.
Quite why. What'd you say?
Yeah. Try it.
Yeah, try it. Yeah, just try it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, certainly you can convey that to the practitioner that you're afraid or fearful or whatnot. And many times they will just ask if they can do, you know, just a demonstration on a particular area of your body, and you can see what it feels like, or what it more accurately doesn't feel like if it's not painful.
Sure.
Or they would use something like acupressure instead, which studies have shown it has the same effect.
And what about herbal remedies? What does that mean? And where would, you know, if you were going to, that sounds almost dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. I know that might be a lot of people's fear, too. It's like, I don't know what that even is. Why would I do that? As opposed to Tylenol, I know, or whatever. You know what I mean? That's a little bit more known to us.
Right, yeah. But what I had said before, you know, many herbs can have pharmaceutical capabilities. You know, you can walk into any health food store and probably buy just about anything off the shelf now in terms of herbs or supplements or whatnot. But I think you, unless you really have the time to do a lot of research, you should really work with a natural medicine practitioner on things like that. Supplements are probably, what I mean by supplements are like vitamins, are probably a little bit less, I don't want to use the word safer, because it's not that herbs aren't safe, but I guess maybe more benign. Like, you know, you could take 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C and it's not going to interact. It might give, you know, you might have an issue with bowels if that's too much, but it's not, you're not going to OD on it. It's not going to have any interaction. But some of these other herbs are definitely more potent medicinally, and you really should be working with a natural medicine practitioner to come up with what the formulas are and the dosages.
If I'm giving my children a Flintstones vitamin every morning, am I practicing some form of natural medicine?
Oh, God, a Flintstones vitamin?
I'm just
are you sure
it out
you
want there.
To have this conversation
a gummy,
with
a
me?
Gummy Vite or a Flintstone vitamin? I'm just asking, because so many people, you know, throw vitamins at their kids, and they have, you know, they assume because it's got Fred Flintstone on it, it's okay.
Yeah, well, it's probably not harmful, but you're probably wasting your money, because there's probably not anything in there that's potent enough to be doing anything. I mean, you really do get what you pay for in the nutritional supplement industry, and I've been in it for years, and what drives me crazy are these companies that just sell out of Walmart or, you know, CVS or wherever they are, and the general public has no clue what the variations of how a supplement is made. And, you know, for instance, there's different types of vitamin D or calcium. And so you can have something, you can have a supplement that looks like it's got a ton of vitamin D in it, but it's the kind that your body can't process. So you're not even, you know, you're wasting your money. And the problem is, it's, you know, how is the general public going to spend the time to learn about what they should and should be taking? And that again, is my reason for saying go to a natural medicine practitioner, because they use, number one, they know what companies are good, like Designs for Health is a great nutritional supplement company, but there's many others out there. But they're the ones who are educated in, you know, who are the companies that are using the most effective form of the product, and also it the safest form, meaning there's not a lot of fillers and other garbage that's in there.
Cool.
You know, my 10-year-old goes to a naturopathic physician, and yesterday we were in the store buying her, she takes melatonin sometimes to go to sleep, and she would not buy anything other than the brand that her physician told her about. She said, no, Mommy, I don't trust anything else unless my physician tells me to take it. And I was like, wow, you've got that at 10?
Yeah. That's impressive.
You know, I'm curious what kind of vitamins, like, if you had kids, you know, parents listening to the show here with kids and stuff, what would you want them to take? What would you recommend? Or Katie, what got prescribed to Callie there for vitamins, if you would share or not share, it's fine. But it's great information, because I know as a parent I've been like, well, you know, what do I do?
Go ahead, Diane. I can't remember the name of the brand. Well, I can't remember the brand of the vitamin, but I know that if she recommended it because there are no preservatives, there's no additives, it's natural. And I get it at the health food store, and it's got maximized a daily requirement of vitamins, and it works. She definitely can tell the difference because it's doing something for her. And the same thing with this melatonin, the brand that she used helps her sleep sometimes when she's a little hyped up after dance practice or whatever. But I think the point is exactly what Diane is saying. There are people out there who know what works and have done that research. And there's websites like Nutmeg Magazine where you can go and find that information.
Yeah, I love your – let me just tell that website again. It's naturalnutmeg.com is Diane's website. And we've got just about 10 minutes left of the call. So, Diane, is there do you recommend anything for kids, you know, teens?
Well, I wouldn't say anything in particular specifically because I think, number one, any natural medicine practitioner that treats pediatrics is going
to
tell you that the best thing to do is to be providing them with really good nutrition. And unless there's some other underlying disease going on or whatnot, most of the time for children, that's really going to be all that they need. However, having said that, you know, I don't know, let's say that they're not sleeping as well as they should or they're not always getting the greatest nutrition, then I think the best thing to do is really to see a practitioner that specializes in pediatrics, and they would come up with a customized plan, because most of the time it's probably just going to be, you know, different types of multivitamins and things like that. There certainly are certain herbals and things that you probably wouldn't give to kids. So it's hard to really give a generalization because, like you said before, no one size fits all, and it really depends on the child.
Yeah, but the point is too is that it is safe to take kids to people that, you know, other than a actual, you know, MD, and maybe you do both to get the shots if you need shots or whatever, you know, whatever you're going to do there. Again, people make their own choices, but maybe a nice blend of both kind of doctors could be very helpful in raising a child. I know, for example, the other day I was at one of my kids made the swim team, and he's older, he's 15, and this lady was just ripping her hair out almost over the frustration that her 14-year-old has yet another ear infection and has chronic ear infections since birth and all the stuff, and they've tried everything from tubes, and the tubes are out, and now they're back in the pool, and they're swimming and everything. And I said, have you ever thought of, you know, I can overhear your conversation, I just wanted to interject, I'm Elizabeth from Best Ever You, da 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 da. Have you ever thought about having your child, you know, neck adjusted, ears adjusted, you know, that kind of thing, you know, treatment? Have you ever been to maybe a chiropractor? And again, I threw Kim Farr in there because I love her. And the lady looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, like, what are you talking about? She looked at me, she's like, we've always treated our child with Tylenol and the pink, I can't remember what it was, some pink liquid thing. I know it. We've had it in our house before, whatever they give for basic ear infections. And then the drops. She said, oh, yeah, we're dependent on drops. And I said, well, you know, we've hardly had any ear infections in our house over the past 8 years of living here. We used to always have them before we met Dr. Farr. And anytime any kid in my house gets, you know, about a swimmer's ear or anything like that, we go there. She adjusts the neck ear. I don't know exactly what she does, but the ear drains better. And it just works like a charm. And we haven't had any medication for ear infections for 8 years in this house. And her then she was like, oh, cool. Where do I sign up for that? You know, kind of thing. And I said, you know, keep in mind, everybody's different. But maybe this might be an alternative to you not pulling your, you know, because she really did say, I'm going crazy here. And And I said, maybe there's a blessing that I overheard your conversation, and I normally don't, you know, step in and give my thoughts, but here are a few. And anyway, I got this call, and she said it worked.
Wow. That's great. Because a lot of times you'll give people information, and they just will never do anything with it.
Yeah. No, she took down Kim's name. Awesome. She took down everything. But, Katie, don't you think that's interesting? That I thought somebody was nice enough. At first, they were totally completely freaked out by my overhearing their conversation, but she kind of listened and, you know, realized I wasn't trying to, you know, harm her kid in any way, shape, or form, but just trying to help. And the kid feels better.
Oh, it's the age-old we fear the unknown. And and I think the message, one of the greatest messages of this morning's talk is that it's not unknown. It may be unknown to the people listening, but it's not unknown to somebody else. So if you keep asking, where do I find this? Where do I find this? You'll find the person who knows. And start with places like Nutmeg Magazine, and start with places like Best Ever You Network, and go from there and find the practitioners who will help you find the practitioners you need. And don't stop asking questions.
Yeah. And there was, you know, there's something else, too, about all this, and that's taking your medical care and keeping the power with you.
Mm. Yeah, I think
I would absolutely agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you elaborate maybe on what I mean by that? Because I know what I mean, but I
a couple different levels. Number one, I think it's just taking responsibility. There's a lot of people that just give up their power, like you say, and give over the responsibility to a traditional medical physician. And even if it's not working, they don't think to, you know, start asking questions and start doing some investigation on their own. I think the people that read Natural Nutmeg are people that, number one, definitely have taken their power back, so to speak, and they take responsibility for their health. It's not your doctor's responsibility for your health. It's yours.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to understand, you know, how did you get to this place and, of having a particular disease and how to get back. And the fact that, you know, there's not going to be one size for everybody. And that's the problem with a lot of prescription medications is they're, you know, they're designed with this one size fits all. And maybe the dosage is a little different, but it doesn't work.
You know? As you're saying that right there, I'm thinking of one of those commercials for a medication coming online and all my kids' mouths dropping over, don't take this if you've had a heart, a stroke, or if you're still alive. And don't take this if you're eating the side effects thing.
Yeah, side effects include blah, 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 death.
You might die. You might, and if you die, then you can call the next commercial because we've got a lawsuit going on. Kind of thing.
It's funny. It's funny just, to watch kids watch those commercials.
Oh, yeah. My one
son. They're smarter than we are.
My one son's got the exact commercial memorized and the tone of voice down, and we'll be driving in the car to baseball, and he'll go, don't take this if you're blah, 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 blah. It's just like, oh, my goodness. But where I'm going with that is don't be afraid to do new things. And you may pick up Natural Nutmeg Magazine, and you may have may find three of the articles not relevant and one of them life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
And or two of them life-changing. Or, you know, our life has changed just by me picking up that magazine, Katie picking up my magazine, and look at the three of us today. And hopefully we can change the lives and help inspire people to really search for something better.
Right, right.
Don't you think?
That's our mission.
It's our mission.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So, all right, well, we've got about a minute left, and I just wanted to thank you for being with us today. Wasn't this fun, Katie?
It was great, and I it's just a topic near and dear to my heart. I just love helping people understand how to live a healthier life.
Yeah, and right. You can hear it in Diane's voice that it's near and dear to her heart, too. It looks like a life-dedicated mission to helping others.
Yep.
Yeah, so everybody just, I'm just going to make it really sweet and simple, just naturalnutmeg.com. And we on besteveryou.com, we put Diane's articles up on our website. On the left-hand side, you will see an RSS feed for Diane's articles coming into the website. And then some of our articles and our writers are going to be going into her magazine. So we're mixing up the content, and we're, you know, it's like one big happy family in a way. So I just want to thank you, and it's just a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope everybody goes to your website, naturalnutmeg.com.
Oh, you too. Thank you both.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
And
bye-bye.
Yep, take care. And we're going to be back on Thursday with Kaylin Rosenberg. So it's going to be a busy week. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.